Right, here's something that's worrying and concerning. Nearly 2,000 local patients who've had heart operations have been told that they may have been exposed to an infection. The Belfast Health and Social Care Trust has written to those who have had open heart surgery since January of 2013. The letter is warning of the risk of a rare bacterial infection linked to medical equipment. The Public Health Agency said no one, and this is important, no one from Northern Ireland was actually affected. But this is, you know, being a, it's a belt and braces operation to ensure that every I is dotted and every T is crossed. But if you get a letter, of course you're going to be worried. Let me speak to Helen, who's on this line. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Helen, one of these letters has arrived with your family, is that right? You can hear me, Helen?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes,
it came yesterday afternoon. I think they were posted out on Monday. Yes, it came yesterday.
Yeah, yes, and tell me what's in the letter, who it was to, if you don't mind.
It was to my daughter, who had heart surgery in the Royal Victoria Hospital in 2 years past in February there, which was actually February 2015.
And how is your daughter's health at present?
Alison, well, she has an ongoing condition, but her health at the moment is, well, she does have aches and pains and joint and muscular pain as well and things. But when you see a letter like that after surgery, also she is waiting, and she's waiting on heart surgery at the moment again for a valve. And that is, would you say, doubly stressful for her to find out that there was a risk, and then to find out that, you know, when you're going for more heart surgery, you get this letter. When you're already stressed, waiting for heart surgery, you get this letter coming in 2 years. And she said to me this morning, she says, they must have known before this that that was there, that had happened, and it's 2 years before, you know, she's got a letter, because I think it was 2013 and her surgery was 2015 and it's now 2017. And she's saying, well, they must have known even when she... You know, there must have been something. Somebody must have knew something. So now they're sending out letters. Now, why now, she says. And her waiting on more surgery for a valve at 30 years of age, and it is very stressful.
It's interesting how many times you say stressful, and I don't want to be flippant in any way about such a serious issue, but if you have a weak heart or you've been through heart surgery and you open a letter like that, there's an element of shock goes with it.
A big element of shock. She just couldn't believe it. She opened the letter and she says, I can't believe, look at the letter I have got, look at that letter. And I said, what do you mean? I thought it was another appointment, because she'd have appointments nearly every week to go to the Royal for different tests, and the letter. And she says, look, and you just see, you know, we are contacting you because there is a risk. I have a letter here. We've become aware that there is a very small but potential infection risk following your surgery, which was 2 years ago.
And is there a call to action in it? Are they asking her to do something?
No, they're just telling her to look out for symptoms. And also, there was a helpline set up, which was yesterday, 10 a.m. until 9, and Wednesday and Friday of this week, and to go on the helpline.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And to watch out for the symptoms. If you see any of these symptoms, to contact your GP if you need any medical help or you're aware of these symptoms.
What are those symptoms?
Unexplained fever, unexplained weight loss, increasing shortness of breath, night sweats, joint or muscular pain, nausea, vomiting or abdominal pain, abnormal levels of tiredness, stroke, fatigue, pain, redness, heat, and or stroke, pus around the surgical site. But for
it's unbelievable. Most of those could be anything.
Exactly. So how do you know? I think, and one report this morning and given from somebody who was talking on BBC earlier on, they had mentioned something about 10 months, but it says it is possible that the infection may arise up to 5 years after the operation.
It is the last thing you want to hear. However, the emphasis, and I think for peace of mind, the emphasis needs to be on that line, unlikely.
Yes.
What was the it's even stronger line than that. What was it? Do you have the letter in front of you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, just read it to me, please.
We are sorry to have to write to you at this time. We are contacting you as you recently had open heart surgery, and that's 2 years ago. We have become aware that there's a very small but potential infection risk following your surgery. It is important for you to know that the risk from this infection is very low. It is estimated that only one person in every 5,000 people who have had heart surgery for valve replacement or valve repair may develop this infection. But in saying that, when I read that, I'm sorry, Frank, but they are saying from heart surgery and genetic or valve, but they only mention from valve replacement or valve repair, but that is not entirely true. It is impossible, it's possible the infection may arise for up to 5 years after the operation. A UK-wide group has carried out an investigation suggesting that a device used to heart and cool the blood during some types of heart surgery has been linked to a rare bacterial infection. And it's the device which is essential for carrying out surgery. It is used to go on the, you know, for the heart-lung bypass machine, and it plays a vital part in putting that blood, keeping it warm until it has to go back into the body again. So it is quite a scary thing. Normally, without having that added to it, if you can understand, my daughter was out under surgery. She was in for nearly 12 hours. Can you imagine on aortic root replacement, the main artery in your heart? So she now has the, that was going on anyway, and you're, you know, that wee risk is always there, and you're stressed with the operation, and you're thinking that that is keeping her alive till they get that done. And then, you know, that's been pumped back into your heart, and there is a risk with any operation, we understand, but when you get that on top of it, you know, it's quite a shock.
There is a risk, there's no doubt about that, but there's also, there would have been a much bigger risk for your daughter's health had she not have been through the process.
Something may have befallen her, of course.
Could have ended her life.
That's correct. There's no doubt about that.
So she took the right step. She should have no regrets about going through the procedure.
No, she has no regrets. She had to do it, and there was no choice for Alison, and there's no choice this time. But it adds to the situation that she's in, having in her particular case, because she's had this massive surgery, which is quite a rare to be carried out in the Royal, and then she has waiting for another surgery, and unfortunately in Alison's case, her surgeon has left the Royal, and it's put her under more pressure because she's had to see someone new, and instead of getting the call for her going back to get her surgery in February, she's confronted now with a few months, and the waiting list has got longer, the way there's no budget been set by Stormont or anything. And she's waiting for heart surgery, which she thought she was getting in February, and it's been put back now, and she's getting more tests because she's had to see a new surgeon, unfortunately. So that's another sort of whammy for Alison. She's really had it.
So difficult. It's so difficult to go through all of that as a young woman to get the additional letter as well. But I think we should emphasise, Helen, and I think as we come to the conclusion of the chat, we need to emphasise that it's highly unlikely that there's anything untoward in relation to Helen. It's not as if they're saying to her, we're seriously worried here. They're emphasising that it's highly unlikely.
Of the people, yes, it has had surgery, and it's just when you see a letter like that, you know, it is very stressful. For the like of Alison, she's gone through a stressful time, as we are with her, but more so because you are the person, and it's very hard to know. When you're in that situation, only that person can know, and as you know, well, maybe not you, Frank, but my husband has heart failure as well. It's a different scenario, but, I mean, I live with two people, and he has an ICD unit and all. He has heart failure, so I live with two people with serious heart conditions.
Helen, definitely there are challenges that you have to face there, worries and concerns. Really, really appreciate you coming on to us this morning. Thank you for talking us through and for reading the letter out. I'm sure there's many a person across the country, there's 2,000 people have received the letters who are worried.
And they'll be feeling the same too, a bit apprehensive. But as you say, Alison, unfortunately, has another operation to face very shortly with a valve. And there are two of the operations, which is quite serious. But there is always a risk with any operation, and I suppose the letters let you know. But in saying that, it's difficult. But thank you very much for having me on.
No, thank you very much for listening to the programme, for taking part in the programme. Helen, thank you indeed. And I do emphasise that it does say in the letter it's highly unlikely that there's anything untoward here in Northern Ireland. But if you've received one, it's not exactly a reassuring letter to get.